the show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yep, that's us, and I guess that's our cue. Once again, time to get going. Another edition of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. We got money issues discussed, as you know, money issues solved right here. Well, at least answers given on the program. I'm Johnny Dean, joined again today by Professor Rick Plum, certified financial planner, and he's our chief brain trust advisor for the program. Big responsibility. The topic for this part of the hour is something called the Roth two-step. I did get into this a little bit yesterday. Now, the basic idea of the Roth two-step is to get money into a Roth IRA. And this happens even if you make too much money to qualify for a Roth contribution. Well, how is that done? We're going to talk to you about that. Professor Plum is going to tell us what we need to know coming up here in just a couple of moments. You've got the chance right now to call us with your money questions, so get to your phone as immediately as possible. Call this number, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. You can also email us here in the studio, wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Look for the Find Your Answer link on the upper part of the page. Send us your question. We'll answer it here as we do every day on the program. Professor Rick Plum here again, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Rick, certified financial planner, and we both remind you to take advantage of the experience, the knowledge that the Brain Trust has to offer. Now, these are the advisors who can look over your individual goals. They're the ones who can help you design a plan that works for you. You call them at Lucia Capital Group at this number, 800-644-1150. Get a buckets plan that's tailored to meet your specific needs. This is why we do what we do every day on this program. The number again at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Our number in the studio, call now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Professor Plum, Roth IRAs, great idea. They've been great in practice. And surprisingly enough, Congress has done very little to tinker with and tamper with them. And they've actually done a couple of good things for people with regard to Roth conversions.
Right. Well, that's the unusual. They actually did something that helped people back in 2010 by taking off the adjusted gross income limit for who can convert traditional IRA to Roth IRA.
Exactly. So let's just start with the basics in case anybody who's new or whatever or hasn't been paying attention doesn't know. Roth IRAs work how?
Well, they're the opposite of a traditional IRA, or the opposite, if you want to look at it, is from a 401k. They do not give you a tax deduction up front. There's no current immediate tax benefit for putting money into a Roth IRA. The money that you put in there, you get to choose. Now, a Roth IRA is not an investment. It's an account, and it is an account that controls how it's going to be taxed. No deduction to put the money in. Then you can invest the money. You can invest the money pretty much any way you want. You can be very safe with CDs and other fixed accounts, or you can be very aggressive with individual stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, whatever the heck you want to have in there, basically. So while the money is in the Roth IRA, any potential growth that actually happens is tax deferred. You don't pay any taxes while it's growing. So that's the benefit while it's growing. But then once you get out to a retirement date, 59 and a half, unfortunately pass away, or you're disabled, and it's been at least 5 years since the original tax year of your first and continuous Roth IRA, the money that is distributed from the Roth IRA, 100% tax-free. And it doesn't show up anywhere on the tax return. So it doesn't even affect your Social Security taxation like a municipal bond interest would affect. You know, municipal bond interest is tax-free, but it has an effect potentially on your Social Security taxation. It has an effect on some other areas. Roth IRAs don't have anything to do with anything when you start taking money out of them and after you've lived up to the basic guidelines of 5 years and 59 and a half, unfortunately dead or disabled. And there's a couple other ways to get some money out too. First time home purchase for a lot of people. They can get the earnings out, you know, up to $10,000 tax-free. So Roth IRAs do have some advantages. They're very flexible. They have different tax treatments than a traditional IRA when you take money out before you get to 59 and a half. So there are nice things about Roths. The bad thing is that if you make too much money, you cannot contribute to them.
And by too much, you're talking certain limits that have been set by Congress.
Right, and at household incomes. Now we're looking at, it's not just your earnings, it's your household income. And if you are a single person, and your what they call adjusted gross income. That's how much wages you have after your 401k and medical deductions, how much rental income, positive taxable rental income, capital gains, all the other things. Add them all up. If it's more than $117,000, you start losing the ability to contribute directly to a Roth IRA. Once you get to $132,000 of adjusted gross income, can't contribute to a Roth IRA.
And that's a single person you're talking about.
That's a single person. A married couple with a joint return. Now, if you're filing a joint return, the household income, as long as it's under $184,000 of adjusted gross income, you can actually contribute directly to a Roth IRA. It's phased out over a $10,000 phase out to $194,000. So if you make more than $194,000 as a married couple and you file a joint return, you lose the ability to contribute to a Roth IRA directly. Married filing separately, $0 to $10,000 phase out. Pretty much, if you're married filing separately, it's going to be very difficult to try to do a Roth IRA directly. But those are they're very advantageous for a lot of people. And there's a lot of people that do make $200,000 married couple that want to contribute to a Roth IRA that, unfortunately, they're over the limit, so they technically cannot do it. Now, there's a couple things you can do to potentially reduce your adjusted gross income, contributing to a 401k, 403b, 457, a simple plan or something of that nature, could potentially reduce your adjusted gross income because that happens before the adjusted gross income. That could actually reduce your income down to a point where you can contribute directly to a Roth IRA. But what if you've already done all that you can do through your employer, or you don't have an employer plan that allows you to do that, and you want to try to get money into a Roth IRA, but you're over the limit? Is there anything we can do about that? Well, since 2010, there may be. And that's where this Roth two-step, the backdoor Roth, somebody said do-si-do, Roth do-si-do, whatever you want to call it. It's a two-step process to try to get money into a Roth IRA. And it deals with using the laws that Congress has put in place to your advantage. Rather than having them put the laws in our way to stop us from doing something, they've put the laws in our way. Let's find a way to use them to our advantage. And so one of the things you could potentially do is contribute to a traditional IRA.
So the first step of doing this, of the two-step, is contribute to a traditional IRA. Now, when you say that, are we talking deductible or non-deductible IRA?
That might not matter, actually.
Okay. But
somebody out there, I'm sure, is saying, but wait a minute, I can't contribute to an IRA because I make too much money. There is no money limit. There's no AGI, adjusted gross income limit. There's no value limit that is put on who can contribute to a traditional IRA. The only issue is whether or not you can deduct the contribution that you're making to a traditional IRA. So if you are working and you're making more than a couple, $100,000, married couple, give or take, and you're covered by a retirement plan at work. Now, that retirement plan can be a defined benefit plan, a pension where you're going to get a monthly check somewhere in the future, a 401k, a SEP plan, a simple plan, a 403b, a 457, any of those plans. If you're covered by any of those, if you're participating in any of those at work and you make more than $60,000 as a single individual, $100,000, $110,000 as a married couple, then you cannot deduct. There's no tax advantage for putting money into a traditional IRA. But if you're working, you can put money into a traditional IRA. Anybody under the required minimum distribution age that is working can put money into a traditional IRA. The question is whether you can deduct it or not. So let's assume that we want to take advantage of this Roth two-step. I have my 401k and I'm really doing that well. I'm putting the $24,000 into it. And so I'm building up some tax-free money. I have some extra money I want to save and I want to be able to save it into a Roth IRA, but I'm over the limits for contributing directly to a Roth IRA. Whether I'm single or married, I'm over the limit. I want to be able to make the contribution, but Congress says I can't because I'm over a certain adjusted gross income limit. What can I do? Well, what I can do, assuming I'm not 70 and a half, is contribute to a traditional IRA. No AGI limit on that. Now I've got money in a traditional IRA. And as of 2010, there's no limit on who can take money from a traditional IRA and convert it to a Roth IRA. Bill Gates could be doing this. Warren Buffett can't because he's over 70, but Bill Gates could be doing Roth two-steps and building up tax-free money. Not a bad deal, actually, for him. Of course, it's only $5,500 a year. It might make a big difference in his net worth. But
well, at least he can grow some of this tax. He should have a retirement account. You know, the guy should. The guy
he has to worry about the future.
What's he going to draw from? You know, once he decides to hang it all up.
Jeez, I don't know. He's going to be strapped for cash.
It's going to be difficult. So it would be much better if he had some tax-free money.
Tax-free money would go well with everything else he's got going on in his life.
I would think so.
It would work wonderfully. Now, the only issue is, what do I have to do on that conversion? John was right earlier. Step one, contribute to a traditional IRA. Step two, convert the traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. That's completely legit. Now the question is, do I have to pay any taxes on this?
That's a good question. And maybe we can answer that when we come back. How's that?
Works for me.
All right. Look it up. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We'll talk about that when we come back. 877-PLANNER. You know, you have money questions on anything. Doesn't have to be on Roth. Whatever it is, you give us a call. Professor Rick Plum here, the Brain Trust, standing by to answer your money questions right here on Bucket Strategy Investing. Don't go away. It is Bucket Strategy Investing, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. You have a money question, get on board now with said question. You have the answerer here, Professor Rick Plum. I'm Johnny Dean, 877-752-6637. WealthEd.com, our website. We'll get some emails this hour and next. We've got another hour coming up. Professor Plum, before the break, we mentioned this question. Okay, well, let's back up for a second. We're talking about the Roth two-step. You've done the two steps. You want to get money into a Roth IRA. You make too much money. You're over the income limits. So what do? You put money, a chunk of money, into a traditional IRA.
$5,500, maybe $6,500 if you're an older person like me, 50 or older. And you now the question is, were you able to deduct that contribution? Right now, most people are having troubles deducting the contribution because they're over the limits and they're in a retirement plan. But if you can deduct it, you deduct it. So it shows a lower amount on your tax return. Shows you reducing your adjusted gross income. Now, the next step is you're taking money from a traditional IRA and moving it to a Roth IRA, converting it. Is that a deductible issue?
Or a taxable issue.
A taxable issue. Yeah. Thank you, John. Well, the answer depends on what did I do putting the money in? Let's just assume this is the only traditional IRA I have. If I deducted it going in, then when I move it over to the Roth, it's going to be 100% taxable. So in that case, I don't have any IRAs. I put my $5,500 into a traditional IRA, and I deduct it by reducing my income by $5,500. And then when I make the conversion from the traditional IRA to the Roth IRA, I increase my income. That's a taxable event, and now I've got to show that I'm a taxable event. So one reduced it, one increased it. It's a wash. It didn't happen tax-wise, and now I've got $5,500 in a Roth IRA. Now, on the other side, what if I was unable to deduct it? I did not make a deduction. It didn't help me on my tax return at all, making a non-deductible traditional IRA contribution, and that means that I have what's known as basis in my IRA. I have after-tax money in my IRA. Now, this is my only IRA, I mentioned earlier, and so all the money in my IRA is after-tax money, and when I convert it across, there's no taxable event because I have already paid taxes on 100% of that money, and so when it comes across, when the $5,500 comes across, there's no taxation on the conversion. Now, there is paperwork to file when you do this, whether you're doing a taxable conversion or a non-taxable conversion. There is still paperwork to file to tell the IRS what's going on and tell them how much, if any, of the IRA conversion is taxable. And so we do have to, don't just ignore that side of it, but we do that. Now the problem comes in where I have other IRAs, where I have a rollover from a previous employer's 401k, where I have a SEP, a simple, any other IRAs in my name. And within those IRAs, there's pre-tax money, money I've never paid tax on, money that if I withdrew it from the IRA would be taxable. That's how IRAs work, right? We put in money to an IRA, usually deduct it, or we roll it over from a company plan and we haven't paid tax on any of it, but when we take a distribution from the IRA, it's going to be taxable. What happens when I convert my IRA? Well, it's taxable. So I have to pay taxes on that step. Now, with the Roth two-step, the majority of the people doing the Roth two-step are not deducting the contribution. They're over the limits for deducting. They have the 401ks. They're making an after-tax contribution to the traditional IRA, and they want to be able to convert just that after-tax money. And they're really good at accounting, and they can show that in this account has $5,500, and all of this account is $5,500 of after-tax money. And I can show that these specific dollars were moved to the Roth IRA. None of this $100,000 that was in my Roth, my rollover IRA, just the after-tax money was rolled over. IRS doesn't care. They don't see the account. They don't see your accounting. They see value. And the only value they see is the total value.
Okay, so let's back this up for a second. I've got $100,000 that I put a long time ago, whatever, into a traditional IRA. It's sitting there. I deducted it.
I moved it from my traditional or my 401k to when I changed jobs, and now it's
exactly.
sitting in an IRA.
So it's sitting in an IRA. I got $100,000 in there. I did this 4 or 5 years ago, whatever. It doesn't matter. I now decide that I want to contribute. I want to do a Roth two-step that we've been talking about.
Right.
So I take $5,500.
Open a brand new IRA. Keep it separate from that other stuff.
Of course, yeah. So,
ooh, don't want to touch that.
Well, you're going to see why he's saying that, because it's not going to matter in the end. But here's what I've done. I take $5,500 and I put it into another IRA.
Right.
I don't deduct it because I make too much money.
Right. You're not allowed to deduct it. You have a plan at mm-hmm. your current employer. You're making more than the thresholds.
Right.
So you cannot deduct it.
Right. So now I put that in. Now I'm still following the rules. I say, okay, now I want to take that $5,500. My total IRA world consists of my original $100,000 plus this new $5,500. Two separate IRAs, but I've now got $105,500 total in my IRA world. Why? Now, all I want to do is take that $5,500 and leave the rest, the other $100,000 alone. I want to convert that into a Roth.
You're more than welcome to do that. You can take that money and move $5,500 over to the traditional IRA. But from a tax standpoint, there is no separate accounts in your IRA. There is only, what is the total value of your IRA? $105,500. What is the total basis in your IRA?
$100,000.
No, $5,500.
Oh, 50, you're right.
Basis,
sorry.
After
basis,
tax yeah. component. So what is the percentage of basis to value? In this case, it's about 5.2%, because 5,500 divided by 1055 is right around 5.2%. So any distribution, whether I'm retired and I take a distribution from this account, or whether I convert money, they're gonna have the exact same tax treatment. It's a pro rata distribution of principal basis, after-tax money, and pre-tax money. They don't care about your account.
So
they care about your value.
So now that I try, let's just say I moved converted into a Roth, or I took it out, doesn't matter. It's now going to be about $250 of that $5,500 is...
$287 is tax-free.
Right. The rest is taxable.
The rest is taxable. And on the forms, remember I said there's always paperwork involved. On the forms, I'll show that I left $5,213 of post-tax money, after-tax money in my IRA. Because, again, it's not about the specific dollar, tracking the specific dollar. It's all about value. What is my total value of after-tax dollars in my IRA? What is the total value of all IRAs in my name? All IRAs. SEPs are IRAs. Simples are IRAs.
It's a whole IRA.
Rollovers are IRAs.
Sure.
All of your traditional IRAs. What do I have in those? And then they just take a pro rata distribution. It's the exact same taxation as it would be if you were distributing money from your IRA.
So in other words, Professor Plum, the Roth two-step really only works the way you want it to work if you have no other IRAs.
That's the cleanest way to do
traditional
it.
Traditional IRAs.
Traditional IRAs. And that's a key word there, though. I have no other traditional IRAs. Now, what is something that I may be able to do with that $100,000 rollover from my previous employer's 401k plan?
You mean the $100,000 that you have in there, you want to do it, but you realize you can't?
I don't want to have to pay tax on $5,200 of my $5,500 conversion my Roth two-step, my hopeful Roth contribution. I don't want to pay any more taxes.
You mean
I'm making too much money now. I want to reduce my taxes, not increase them.
You mean there's a potential workaround for this?
There's almost always a potential workaround.
All right, well, we'll talk about that. This is fun. 877-PLANNER, our number. I'm going to give you our phone numbers because you can call about any money question you have. Again, does not have to be about Roths or IRAs or any of that stuff. If you have a money issue, we're answering it here on the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. It's Friday. All right, hold tight now. One of the coolest intros of all time. I know I say that every time this song comes on.
Because it's
saying,
true.
I know I've heard it again. It really is. Now our technical director doesn't like the sound of Rod Stewart's voice, so I can't play it to the I can't play it to the vocal. I can't.
That's okay.
Post it.
I mean, the first the first part's the best.
Oh, it's great. It's like a 40-second intro. So all right, there. Yeah, my Friday has been made. Okay, 877 PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Hey, listen, you want to meet the Brain Trust? I know you do. We're nice people, Professor Plum, Terry Keyes, the local advisor. Sure you do. How do you do that? Well, a couple of different ways. Number one, the easiest way is to go see them in person. The 2016 Retirement Income Strategies Workshops, they're continuing Saturday, February 20th. Professor Plum, you're going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, I will.
Las Vegas, Nevada. So next month, February 20th, and then Seattle, Washington on the 27th, and Phoenix, AZ, Saturday, March 12th. Again, these are all Saturdays, so we have Las Vegas, Seattle, and Phoenix.
And March in Phoenix is usually a wonderful, wonderful time. Spring
and
fall, not too cold, not outrageously face of the sun hot. It's awesome.
I don't think we've ever done a workshop there in Phoenix or Las Vegas in like July, have we?
Yes.
Have we done one then?
Yes, and even worse, not worse, better. Sorry about this, Houston, but Houston in August once. We did a seminar out there. Houston in August.
Okay, all right.
Minneapolis in January once.
What? Who set that up? I mean, that had to have been years ago. I do remember the Minneapolis one.
The one in Minneapolis in January made sense because in the summer or the spring and fall,
mm-hmm.
people in Minneapolis don't want to come out and spend their time indoors. They want to go out and enjoy the outdoors. They're outdoor type people, and that's when they can actually be outdoors. January, they don't want to be outdoors.
I got you.
So they'll come and see a seminar.
Well, all right. Well, you should do so too. In each of those cities that I mentioned, Las Vegas, Seattle, and Phoenix, those will be the first three. There will be more after that, so you check wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. Sign up. It's free, of course. Meet the Brain Trust. Get your questions answered and learn all about strategy, the things that we talk about on this program. Strategy, buckets, retirement, Social Security. It's all answered right there at the workshops in said cities. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Room on the phones, so please call if you have any questions. So now, for this resetting, for those who just tuned in, we're talking about the Roth two-step.
Yes.
You want to get money into a Roth IRA, you make too much money to do so, so you set up what's called a Roth two-step. You do what's called this.
You put in place the contribution, non-deductible, to a traditional IRA, and now you want to convert it to a Roth IRA, but you forgot about that rollover you had from your previous employer.
Yes, you have $100,000 already sitting in some kind of a traditional IRA.
Right, whether you got it from a SEP, a former 401k or something that got rolled into an IRA, you've got an IRA that is all pre-tax money or majority pre-tax money. And so you want to be able to convert that after-tax money, but the rules say you cannot convert just the after-tax money when you have two types of money. You have pre-tax and post-tax money. You've got to do a proration. And every dollar that comes out of the traditional IRA is going to be part after-tax money and part pre-tax money.
So what can I do about this? That was the question before the break. I want to be able to, I got this $100,000 in my traditional IRA. It's all pre-tax money. I want to do the Roth two-step, but I don't want to be bothered with this proration, this percentage. So is there anything I can do to get rid of that $100,000 so I don't have a problem with this?
Well, and this is also for a lot of people who've been doing after-tax contributions with, before they even knew, about the Roth IRA. They've been making after-tax contributions to their IRAs for years, and they've built up this nice after-tax component inside their IRAs, But they've also got these other accounts. They've got all the earnings on those contributions, and they've got these rollovers. Anybody that has after-tax money in a traditional IRA, whether it came from contributions that you've made, or however you created, whether you did the Roth two-step on purpose, or whether you just have been making after-tax contributions, we want to be able to find a way to isolate just the after-tax money and move it to the Roth IRA so we don't have to pay any taxes on it now or ever again in the future. And also, we want to get away from the record keeping of that after-tax component for the rest of our life, if we can. So how do you go about doing it? Well, you contact your current employer's plan administrator and say, I would like to transfer in pre-tax IRA money to my retirement plan at work. Now, this does not work if your retirement plan at work is a simple plan or a SEP, because those are still IRAs. But if you've got a 403B, 401K, any other kind of retirement plan at work, not a deferred comp necessarily, maybe a 457 works, but a qualified good, you know, retirement plan, you take and you transfer all the pre-tax money from your IRA into the 401K. Let's just use that for the moment. Now what do you have left in the IRA world? The only thing you have left in the IRA world is the after-tax amount. In fact, the after-tax amount is not allowed to be transferred to the 401K, to a retirement plan at work. They're not allowed to accept it. So you have to leave the after-tax money in your personal account, in your IRA, excuse me. Now your IRA is worth $5,500. And you have a basis of $5,500. When you convert that over to a traditional IRA, it's all pre-tax because you've already paid tax on all of it. And so that's how the Roth two-step works. Now, some people will look at it and say, but you know, there was $100,000, over $100,000 in there just the other day. What if I move that $100,000 back to the 401 or to a 401k, and then I get ready to, and I tell them to move the rest of the money, everything that's left, into the Roth IRA? But in the meantime, some interest was paid, a dividend was paid, a bond payment came in, and then I earned $2,000. $2,000 was, you know, from a delayed benefit was put in there, and now I tell them to convert it, and $7,500 goes across. I don't want to convert any taxable money. Well, the ordering is not as important as the timing. If I've got that $105,500 in my IRA, of which $5,500 of it is after-tax money, I can convert the $5,500 right now, and then do 100% of whatever's left to the IRA, to the 401k. As long as that complete transfer to the 401k happens before the end of the year, I'm still good, because they're going to look at the values at the end of the year, excluding the rollover or the conversion.
So now
it works.
You can go, you cannot go from your traditional IRA to the Roth and take just the pre-tax money, but you could go from
post-tax.
Your traditional, I'm sorry, post-tax. But you can't separate it. But you can go from a traditional to back to a 401k and take only the pre-tax.
You have to separate it going that way.
Yeah, it's an interesting notion. So that's a part of it. I know there's a lot of explanation there. If you have questions on this, you can give us a call, 877-PLANNER, getting money from your IRA into your Roth IRA. There are other things to do, too. We had a couple of questions on conversion, so let's take one or two of those. We still have two lines open, 877-PLANNER. We'll go next to Trish in Chandler, Arizona. Hello, Trish.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a little confused. I've just retired.
Okay.
And I had a 403B for many, many years with a large mutual fund company.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end of my career, this company kind of, for one reason or another, no longer wanted to deal with 403Bs with the company that I was in. And so we had to pick another company to continue our 403B, which I did. And now I just kind of want to consolidate everything.
That's fine.
So the suggestion was, the original company has the majority of my money, so I was just going to move everything from my 403B into the original company, so it's all together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was suggested that I roll it over and open up an IRA.
Okay, an IRA, a traditional IRA. That can make a lot of sense. I mean, once you combine it all together, if you can have it all in one account, having it all as one, all your pre-tax money as a 403B or all your pre-tax money as an IRA, either way works fine with me. I just don't like having an IRA and a 403B after I'm retired.
Yeah. Does it matter if I convert that all over to an IRA? The other concern was it was also kind of suggested that I, for the time being, just do traditional and then maybe yearly transfer it to a Roth so I don't have to pay as much taxes.
That usually is the way to do it. Now, how much is in the combined value of these two different 403Bs?
Probably about $125K.
Yeah, doing it all at once would be very, very taxing unless you have a very unusual situation in your tax in your tax world. So it would make more sense in most cases to keep it as a traditional IRA or all as a 403B, whichever you feel is more comfortable with, and then convert pieces of it each year. However much we can do without creating a much larger tax bill. If we are in the 15% bracket and we can do $15,000, $20,000 more in the 15% bracket, that makes some sense. We don't want to jump it up a big bracket if we don't have to, because we're probably not going to, if we just stretch it out with the required minimum distributions, it won't be a problem. So we take a look at what your tax bracket is now, and we see if we can use it to your advantage, but not too much.
I'll tell you what, Trish, I got to take a break, so if you can hang on, we can talk to you more about this on the other side. If you have any other questions, we'll be happy to answer them. Don't go away. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, answering your money questions right here. Bucket Strategy Investing continues after this. Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. If we have time this hour, we'll try to get to a couple of emails. We're finishing up the phone calls, though, and we do have some folks on hold. So if you're on hold, be patient. We will get to everybody, 877-752-6637. And, okay, back to the phone lines. Trisha is still hanging on in Chandler, Arizona. Trisha, I know you had a couple of questions. So are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now I know you. Now you've got $120,000 in this 403B. And how old are you, by the way?
I am 58.
58. Okay. We just needed to clarify some of that. Now I know you had a couple of questions, so go ahead.
Okay, just two follow-ups. Number one, I do have another IRA with a different Roth IRA with a different mutual fund company. So if I open up a new one, does it matter that there's two separate ones? And then the last one is back to my original question. If I just roll over the 403B, is there any advantage or disadvantage just to keeping it into a 403B?
Well, the first one is you already have a Roth IRA with a different company. There's no rules that say you have to roll over this money to that IRA or that you have to open a new one. It's all about you can have multiple Roth IRAs, or you can have it all in one Roth IRA. So that's up to you how you want to go about managing your money. So you can put it all together, or you can open a new one, whatever. The advantage of the 403B, realistically, once you've retired, is not all that great. Although at some points, many 403Bs offer very nice, and because of they've been in existence for a little while, they have very nice guaranteed accounts that you may or may not be able to get outside of the 403B with a new investment. So depending upon what you already have, you may have access to something that you can't get again if you roll it over into an IRA. The 403B also has a little bit more creditor protection. It's a little easier to protect it from creditors. But for most people, that's not a big issue. IRAs are very creditor protected, especially in your state as well. So the creditor protection is not a very big issue. Some people just see it and they feel better that way. So I don't have a problem putting it all into an IRA or keeping it all in a 403B, whichever you want to do. So it's up to you. Now, whether you roll it over into the existing Roth or convert some of the money into the existing Roth, or you convert it into a new Roth, that depends on how aggressive you are with the investments. I would say that if you're really taking a flyer and you've got a very aggressive investment that you want to do, where it has a chance of losing money too, on the converted amount, then I would probably do a separate Roth IRA all by itself, because it makes it easier to undo if that investment were to drop through the floor. On the other side, if it's all going to be about the same, it's just a basic stock portfolio, a growth portfolio, whatever the case, and your current Roth is invested the same way as the new Roth is going to be, then it really doesn't matter. You can just put it all together for a nice ease of management standpoint. So now, Trish, are you married or single?
Married.
And what is the household income going to be? Is your husband going to continue to work? Is he retired? What's going on?
He's retired.
And do either of you have pensions?
I do.
And how much is your pension?
Oh, gosh, it's about $3,500 a month.
So about $42,000 a year. And you're not old enough for Social Security. Is your husband receiving Social Security or receiving any income from any other source?
He's on Social Security.
And how much is he receiving? Ballpark.
About $800 a month.
Okay, so about $10,000 a year. Now, what other incomes do you have, if any?
Just investments.
And does it create a lot of taxable income every year?
There is some. I have numerous CDs,
okay,
which are not making a lot of money, but
yeah, because right now, depending upon how much other income you have, you're in a fairly low tax bracket, and none of your Social Security, or very, very small amount of his Social Security, I should say, is taxable
right
at this point. And so if you do conversions, you will end up paying 15% on the conversions, at least for a little while, but you'll also pay some tax on some Social Security that was otherwise not taxable. So I'm not too sure that I'm all that excited about doing Roth conversions, and if I was going to, it wouldn't be a very large amount. If I look at the $120,000, it may, by the time you get to 70, if you haven't already spent it, it may double, you know, so maybe it's $250,000. That creates about a $10,000 required minimum distribution or so, which at that point it'll start paying taxes on Social Security. It's a tough one here to do conversions in my mind, because you're right at the baseline where anything you do is going to start affecting your Social Security. That becomes a taxable event and puts you into a, it costs you probably, you know, 20% or 22% on every dollar you convert. And so that gets a little expensive, but it's up to you.
Okay. All right. A lot to think about. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. Now, if you have any other questions or you need some more thoughts on this to help you out, Trish, hold on. And Professor Plum will go over this with you in a little bit more detail off the air. So she's got some income coming in. She's going to be retiring. She won't be retiring, I assume, for a few years yet. And she's got the 403B. What do you see as far as just an overall plan for her?
Well, it depends on, we didn't get into the actual planning process. We were looking more at the tax situation. It depends on how much money they need to live. And it sounded like she wasn't looking to take any money from this account anytime soon, that the money that they were receiving from pension and current Social Security is probably reasonable for what they're doing. Now, at the rate that they're sitting at right now, they're in a very, very low tax bracket. They're in the 10% tax bracket. And so but once they start getting, you know, any dollars that they convert, they are so close to that threshold, depending upon how much money they're making from their CDs. They're so close to the threshold where any new income is going to be taxable, but not only is it going to be taxable, but a chunk of their Social Security will be taxable. Now, it may make sense, you know, and I hope Trish is still listening, it may make sense to do it now while the only Social Security we have is the $10,000 that her husband has. If she also has Social Security, which she may or may not have, because depending upon what her job was, it may make more sense to do the conversions now, pay the tax on $8,500 of his Social Security, and then be done with the tax on Social Security, than rather than wait until she's receiving her Social Security and have to pay tax on more Social Security down the line.
So, but they'd have to be able to wait until that time, and that could be 4 or 5 years.
We'll see. And so it may make sense. I need a little bit more information about her to do some strategic planning to determine whether the conversion actually makes sense. It could.
All right, if you need the brain trust off the air, there's a way to get in touch with Professor Plum or any of the nationwide network of brain trust advisors through Lucia Capital Group. Their phone number off the air, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. You have questions about taxations, Roths, whatever it is, a bucket strategy. If you don't have a strategy, you need to get one. You can talk to any of them at any time about your specific situation. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum, there's another hour coming up. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.